Welcome to the Destination Next podcast. This is a podcast hosted by me, Chris Hall, in collaboration with Sterker. With this podcast, we're going to be celebrating everything endurance, supporting the everyday athlete who are maybe not necessarily in the limelight. People are now going further, faster, and better on the products they're training with and with the equipment they've got. Sterker offer a range of nutritional, carbohydrate-based products that are vegan and super friendly on your stomach. And you can use discount code NEXT10 at www.sterker.com to get 10% off your next order.
Hey!
3 years.
Huzzah!
Got his game lights on.
We're on.
Yeah, we're wondering why it was taking so long to, for some reason, your computer's really slow to log into Zoom.
It's just recovering from its COVID bout, so needs a little bit of time.
Needs a bit of TLC. Yeah. So this is going to be a little bit of a different podcast previously, and it's going to be different going forward once a month for a while, for the foreseeable future. I'm going to say that because it could go on for infinity. I don't know why I feel like saying infinity, but I've just done a really hard bike ride, so my mind is a bit mashed. Anyway, so I have on the other side Harvey and Christian, who are both south from me, who are both at Sterker. And as you will know from previous podcasts, posts, etc., that Sterker are supporting me as a cycling person thing. With some of my challenges that I'm doing, but also we thought it'd be really quite cool to sort of work together on a podcast, which we are going to be sharing through the Zero Lemon podcast as well, which is called Destination Next. So there's a reason for this. And I guess, Christian, the best thing to do is to ask you what the aims are for Destination Next.
Well, thank you, Chris. So I think Destination Next as a series of podcasts is mainly to sort of celebrate the stories from across the globe of people just doing absolutely amazing things, from, you know, feats of endurance, events, right through to just sort of personal goals and missions. Without the sort of achievement, or without the global recognition or glory, right? So it's all about the feats of suffering without the fanfare, and it's about telling, you know, going deep into people's stories, because there's so many amazing unsung stories out there about, you know, people's endurance feats and, you know, goals that they've set themselves, and just understanding different perspectives from a whole host of different people that's involved within the endurance sort of sphere. So yeah, we're hoping to sort of explore all these different wonderful stories, and obviously you're here to help us do that. There should be loads of amazing guests from, you know, people that are active athletes, right through to experts, right through to people that are involved in the industry or brands. So a real mix of people to really sort of celebrate what we love doing, and that's sort of suffering on these massive sort of endurance feats that we endure. So yeah, that's a little bit about it.
I guess it's celebrating the everyday person more than necessarily the pro.
100%.
With the pro, but there's, you know, there's very much with Sterker, there's always a real excitement about showcasing, you know, how ordinary people can really do very extraordinary things. And I think a lot of people who are listening to this are probably thinking, well, I thought this was a Zero Lemon podcast. Now, it is still technically the Zero Lemon podcast, but we are collaborating together, Sterker and Zero Lemon, technically, to produce this podcast once a month, as a way of hopefully being able to offer some really exciting guests that maybe I don't have the ability to get hold of or reach out to so easily, but also as an opportunity to share stories across two platforms as opposed to one platform, in that whole lovely spirit of collaboration. We're just trying to work out ways that we can share more stories and interesting things to about interesting people quite easily.
100%. We wanted, you know, a bit like the brand, we wanted to be super honest and impassioned and sort of inclusive, right? And what you mentioned there about the everyday athlete, that's our all brand purpose. It's about how we service the everyday athlete, you know, like ourselves, rather than going at the elitist level and working down from there. So it's about finding out about all these amazing other stories that are out there and real stories that people can relate to. So that's a real sort of key focus for this series of podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. And then I you know, people will previously know that yourself, Christian, and myself have done a podcast where we reminisced about Badlands for what felt like about 12 hours with Leon in the background just going, not again, guys, not again. And now we're doing the same with Harvey.
Harvey.
What some people will have listened to that podcast previously, but there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be thinking, who is Sturka? You know, who are you guys?
Well,
yeah, go on, Harvey. After you.
Well, I was going to say, in terms of it's your story to tell, essentially, where Sturka came from and how it started as a passion project of yours. But then in terms of what the ethos is, it's not just about one person's story. And like we've just aforementioned in what we're saying is the goals of the podcast, there's quite a lot of nice parallels in who we are as a brand and what we are trying to do. And that is all about giving everyday athletes and professionals alike the best chance at performing at their best and giving them the strength to go further. And we look at it as looking at what is your endurance goal. And that might be one thing for one person, and that could be something like exponentially different for another. But what we're trying to do is give transparent advice, amazing products that will actually help you perform at your best. And I think Christian probably is the best to talk about where it came from his side of things and his story that sort of helped shape and evolve the brand, but also the products and the need for them, and where we saw there was a need for specific performance driven products on the market that are accessible to all people, different types of athletes, everyday athletes, and something that would be affordable, effective, and really appeal to everyone within the sphere of not just cycling, not just running, but whatever your endurance goal may be. Hopefully we can give you the tools, but also transparent information to sort of like drive on and kick on your next endurance goal after that.
Yeah, 100%. So like the whole evolution of the brand sort of started about, well, it was about 4.5 years ago now, where I made a complete sort of conscious lifestyle change, which got me back on the bike, right? I won't go into loads of details about why I needed to make that change, but I stopped drinking alcohol, number one. That was like the main sort of, the main action I could take, right? And on the back of that, it's been such a positive outcome on my, you know, on my personal life as a dad and, you know, leading into the brand that we've got today, Sturka. And it got me back on the bike, and then that got me back into doing what I love best, and that's just sitting on the bike for an awful long time, right? It's like endurance sport, it's like nothing else, is it? It's like, you know, it's such a humbling test of sort of will and determination, and the rewards that you get on the back of it is generally being in absolutely fantastically beautiful places for a long period of time, or it could be just be sat on a road for a really long period of time. It's like, but each of them is just like so wonderful, just being out there, and the mindset changes that give me is like just unbelievable. So about almost 3 years ago now, when I was sort of getting real sort of into the endurance scene, is trying to figure out, you know, like what products I need, like how do I fuel these types of adventures, you know? And there's only so much you can carry, especially when you're out in the wilderness, right? Or it's living on, you know, garage forecourts or corner shops, or just picking up what you can. And you know, you generally take on an awful lot of fuel, so you will try and eat where and wherever you can, right? But there was a big sort of a gap for me where there was like I needed something just to help me push through, because real fuel is always the number one best way to fuel the body, right? But it's the gaps in between them where you necessarily either the body, you know, really struggles to take on real food, or you don't have real food, or you can't carry it. So it's Sturka was then, you know, not Sturka, at the point in time, I knew I needed something to be able to develop a product that could fill them voids, because everything I was testing on the market at the time didn't really suffice. Like the energy gels, I could maybe stomach one or two of them before I was having sort of GI problems. There wasn't an energy drink that was really giving me the ample amount of carbohydrates that would see me through on a, you know, 12-hour plus bike ride. So there was, you know, there was a gap. Well, at the point, I saw two things. One is that I wanted to develop the product because we had the infrastructure here in Gatwick to be able to develop the product, great R&D team, great facility to manufacture them. And then the other was that when I looked on the market, there was a huge gap in the market for the endurance athlete or community, and I just felt that they deserved something better. So that's when the whole idea of research and developing these, what are amazing products in my eyes, and understanding how we make them, and then design and develop a brand that, you know, fits that tone and texture. And that's where Sturka came from. So, you know, massive amount of R&D, you know, loads of training sessions, so much market research went into sort of developing them, and then sort of backing, you know, backing it all up with the science. And, you know, in the end, you know, it took us 2 years to develop and launch the product, I would say, from start to end. And then this is where we are today with Sturka. So it's been a good couple of years, and, you know, super enjoyable. And the more that we meet and speak to people within the endurance industry or as an athlete, you know, the more it just inspires us to push on and carry on creating new products and getting the brand out there.
And then the connection between yourself and myself is we met doing Badlands in September last year. And that was what ended up happening was yourself and myself, we ended up riding together at various points throughout the race, which is quite often the nature of these kind of races. You end up, the front of the race is gone. You just wave it goodbye.
3 seconds.
Right. See you later.
That's them done.
And then the rest of the field of the race, the middle and the back of the race, to me personally, is the bit that's way more interesting, because it's people who are really pushing themselves to a limit they might not have been able to thought they could do. So I was going into Badlands with a week's worth of training, having spent, I think, 4 months injured. So I was definitely not in any form of good shape, and was just kind of going out there to enjoy the experience and to get a bit of confidence back that I could actually still do this kind of thing. And you and I, we just kept bumping into each other at various points. And I remember the first thing I thought was like, this guy looks cool. We're going to end up chatting about something. It's purely because I just thought you looked cool. I don't even know what the first bit of conversation was, but we ended up chatting here and there about various different stuff. And then we finished pretty closely to each other, subsequently had dinner at a very nice restaurant with a load of other people who'd finished. And then I carried some rugs back to the hotel for you.
After that big dinner, you know, let me just butt in, which was probably like an 8-course meal per person, right? which was a very lovely meal. I think we went and probably slept for quite a few hours after that. And then the next day, I was in a little shop and I was like, oh, that rug looks lovely. I'll take that for my daughter, which then... I thought, I'm going to buy one for Astrid. I might as well get one for myself, and then I might as well get one for the landing, right? And I didn't quite think of how am I going to get it back up and over the Velta Pass and then back to
Into Granada.
Granada. So I had these three massive rugs rolled up, and the first person I saw after that was Chris. And I think you asked me, you said, do you need to get, are you riding back or are you going to get a taxi back? And I just instantly thought, you can take my rugs. And then I looked to you and you said, yes, I would love to look after the rugs for a couple of hours. I'll see you when you get back to Granada. So I
got a taxi back because I was, to be blunt, pretty buggered, struggling to hobble, let alone walk. And so I got a taxi back, which was actually very lovely. And the rugs came in the taxi. And then we've just kept in contact on and off since.
Just about the rugs, though.
Although you are still saved in my phone as Christian Rug Life. And then you sent me some early, I think, samples to test out when I was in Mallorca.
Yeah, yeah. So the Badlands event was actually like the final sign-off for the products. So we had, I think it was 9 or 10 athletes, including me and Alex, Alex who I do a lot of the riding with. It was sort of the validation that we needed, right? So we'd done through these months of research, testing with multiple different athletes and, you know, working with Hull University and all sorts of amazing stuff. My endurance feats have never been really in a race environment. It's always been like either touring or going off adventuring, right? I just love it. But sort of Badlands, to like really put it to its pace, you know, the terrain, the temperature, the pace that we'd be riding at, was the sort of the final validation that we needed. So at Badlands is when everyone that had the products made it to the finishing line, and we were like, right, there we go, big tick. So as soon as we got back, I was so keen to get them to people like yourself to start testing the products. And I think they were the same formulations. They were just very early stage sort of prototypes, packaging and stuff. And I think as soon as we got back, I got in touch and I was like, how did you fuel Badlands? Would you like some of these products that we developed? And then from there, it's just, you know, spurred a whole host of, you know, projects and conversations and all sorts of stuff, which I'm super excited about, you know, going into the future, doing all this stuff. So
yeah, definitely. And then what's the next kind of goals for Sturka moving forward with the business and with the podcast as well?
Yeah, well, I think I will probably touch on this as well, but in terms of the business, it's all about brand awareness. No one knows about us, so we've got a great brand, fantastic product. So it's all about getting out there. And the good thing about this endurance-based product is it's a multidisciplined field. It's cyclists, it's runners, it's triathletes, right? So over the course of the next sort of 12 to 24 months, we're going to be partnering with all sorts of great events, from the PCR, which I'm riding myself, right through to Trans-Siberia, I think there's a lot of running events that we're doing, so, and triathlon events. So it'll be doing all them, trade shows. So it's all, you know, on the marketing side, it's all just getting out there, meeting the athletes face to face and, you know, teaching them about our journey and then speaking to them about to find out where they are on their journey, so we can, you know, give the best, as Harvey mentioned, transparent advice of, you know, of how to go and achieve these goals, and, you know, be almost a support arm for them when they need it, basically.
And that's the thing as well. It's like, it's equally as rewarding for us moving forward, like building relationships with athletes across all disciplines, and sort of getting to not only support them, but in some sense, that's like what endurance sport, I guess, is brilliant for, is the sort of community driven nature of it. Like anyone that's sort of ridden or run an ultra, there is something like completely like incomparable about the feeling and the connections you make with someone when you're like suffering at the absolute limit. Mm-hmm. And I think the reward.
The last running show that we've done, it was like everyone that you meet, right, or majority, probably 95%, is they've always started doing something, you know, at their level, which could be, you know, it could be a 5K run or a 10K run or a, you know, 40K bike ride, right? But it always drives them on to do something,
yeah, exactly,
new, a new ambition, right? And The amount of people that we meet, we've, you know, they started off, yeah, I only started doing this a couple of years ago and it was a charity run or whatever, like amazing, you know, access point that was. And then suddenly they're now, doing, you know, 100-mile races across the Swiss Alps, you know, and everyone's got such a fascinating story. And it's all about the journey, and everyone that we meet on their own journey at a different point. So it's how we can sort of support that, of understanding where they started, and where they're currently at and where they want to be, right? And then we can then, you know, give the best advice possible to achieve them sort of endurance goals.
And also, I think it's where it's not just sort of like the products that are points of difference within the market. It's like a lot of people, I think, entering the sport or entering any sport, it's that sort of nerves to say you don't know what you're doing, and the stigma around turning up to a race, whether that's like a local park run for the first time or like your first sort of like sportive. And everyone has that sort of like jitters and they're not quite sure if they've got it right, but everyone's open and receptive to information if they know it's coming from a place of like genuine nurture. So I think this year is like essentially when we launch things like the Fuel Tool, that's our way of saying like, we're transparent and we want your endurance journey and your goals to be achievable. And we're willing to give you as much information that's digestible and in a sort of like lighthearted and friendly way. Because the reason we all participate in sports like this is not just for the, like Christian says, the suffering and like the inward journey. It's also for the people we meet, like you guys' relationship, what that spawned from that. That's something that we want to share. And also through the brand with sort of like run clubs and events and ride clubs, things like that, where we can share it with people and put other like-minded people together. That's like a huge thing for us going forward. Much as this podcast is telling other people's stories.
I can't wait to listen to like all the guests that we've got coming on, their story, because people approach it with so much passion, and you know the influence of that just extends through our lives, right? It drives us on to be able to continue doing what we do, right? And you know, it really does sort of, you know, drive me to get on the bike and do the next challenge, you know, for myself or Chris, with all the amazing charity stuff that you do, right? You know, everyone's got a different perspective on it, but, you know, and they're all fascinating to hear. And, you know, that'll help us as well, hearing of people's different stories. And it also helps us do market research as well, and then develop and change our, like, improve our products, develop new products. And we've got a whole host of fantastic new products down in R&D at the minute, which a few of them will be dropping throughout this year. So, you know, the more stories we can share or hear on that front will just help us, you know, potentially, you know, do our job better, design, develop better products, and sort of give the information in a, you know, really clear, transparent way so people can understand it and go out there and use the information as well.
Mm-hmm. And you sort of mentioned it briefly, as a mouth glitch. You sort of mentioned it briefly there as well, Christian, about upcoming guests. I think, Harvey, you're probably the best person to sort of mention some of the people that we will be bringing into this kind of podcast as well.
Yeah, so I think the way that we sort of approached asking people that we want to highlight on this is, like Christian said at the start, it's sort of like a highlight around people that have done amazing things and aren't necessarily household names or haven't had the limelight shone on them for these things, which doesn't ever take away from the like amazing achievement of these things. So I think for us, it's really important to share as many different stories from as many different voices as possible, because the whole sort of nature of what we've been talking about is how endurance sport brings people together. And I think the big leveler when it comes to things like ultra is that no matter sort of like backgrounds or different interests, everyone's unified by, it's a common objective, but that could be personal for everyone. Mm-hmm. So whether that's you're doing it for someone else, for charity, for something you've been affected by, whether you're doing that for personal growth and searching for something new, or whether you're just actually going out there to compete at the highest level and achieve something and achieve some recognition for yourself, they're all sort of like different reasons why people go out and do something. And they're all, I think the interesting thing behind all these achievements is not always the actual achievement itself. It's the journey, it's the process, it's the drivers that make people do what they do. Hmm. So our first episode is going to be with an amazing woman called Kate Jaden. She's hugely passionate and the big sort of driving force behind what she does. I won't give anything away, is sort of looking at the state of the world as we are and the refugee crisis and other people's journeys that they have to make out of necessity, and sort of looking at huge endurance efforts that we do voluntarily and how that suffering can be paralleled, but not really, but it's a way to highlight the journey of another person. So she ran 101 marathons in 101 days, as well as working full time. And she was, I met her after her last sort of like victory lap in Brighton, and she was just still bounding with energy and enthusiasm, despite the fact she was absolutely wrecked, laid out in a deck chair with muscle spasms happening. But the thing was, the passion and the drive for why she was doing it was still so evident. And I think that's sort of the compelling part about listening to people who are exceeding in certain fields. Mm. And I think sometimes you maybe don't get the perspective. And I think we're very much in sort of like a fast consumerist stage of like, we see lots of people achieving lots all the time and we're scrolling through. And actually, I think it's a great perspective to step into it with someone and ask them maybe what gave them the idea in the first place, or is there something that has like driven that goal specifically? And that may not always be goals that have been achieved. I think there's still sort of merit and great interest to find out about goals that didn't get achieved, or people that have really struggled or put everything into it and it didn't pay off in the end. And I think basically there's going to be hopefully some sort of different and new voices that people won't have come into contact with before, but are sort of putting across messages that we can all connect with. Mm. And basically telling real human stories about a common goal of endurance sport, whether that's from business, whether that's from people that are doing more to get people on bikes and make things more inclusive, or if that's someone that has had an effective experience that has driven them to do something truly extraordinary. So hopefully it's going to be interesting.
I think one of the things that you sort of briefly mentioned there as well, it's that for me, that's always so interesting, is it's the process. It's not the final achievement. The achievement is, for me anyway, the achievement is going through that process. Yeah. The final thing is tiny, tiny, tiny bonus, but being able to, you probably, from what I found from my experience, I probably push myself harder in the lead up to anything, in that process of getting ready for anything, than I would during whatever the challenge event, et cetera, is. And being able to allow your body to suffer harder before you tackle something really shows determination and grit more than...
And I think also it's the sort of difficulty, the mental battle, the struggle that we have in the training where we're so analytical about the performance. I think once you get to race day, for a lot of, I know me personally, it's you switch off and the game face is on and you're just focused on the goal, but it's the getting up at 5 to do a session that you really don't want to do and you might still not finish.
Yeah.
I think there's more mental fortitude in the training sometimes than is required to just be prepared and on race day do whatever comes naturally.
People don't often see the hard work that's gone into something. They just see and absorb the final outcome. And being able to share the stories behind that hard work, as well as the final outcome, I think is a real goal for all of us with this podcast as well.
100%, you know, like listening to people's story of their training regimes, their nutrition, their fuel, and, you know, where they train, you know, the dark mornings, the late nights, it's, you know, especially with everyday athletes, because they train and around day jobs, around family. So it's not always you know, through the day when it's nice, so when they've got the opportunity, they have potentially training for a super huge event, which could be a massive endurance event, but they might only be putting in short efforts 3 or 4 or 5 times a week, but it's always like around their daily life. And you know, to be able to achieve, like some of the guests that we've got lined up and hearing their stories and how they've achieved what they've achieved while doing all this is absolutely fantastic. So it'd be really interesting to hear, you know, individual stories and, you know, about the training, because as you said, then it, for me, it's definitely much about the whole journey, and it's about, you know, the build up, the preparation, the kit, the everything that goes in and out of it. It's not just sitting on your bike or running for hours on end. There's an awful lot that does generally go into these sort of endurance events or goals.
And also hopefully making it more relatable. Like I know that I'm always more inspired to go out and push myself hearing that someone has had to fit it around a hectic life and they have had sessions that haven't gone right, or they have had kit malfunctions or haven't been able to get somewhere. It's like, I think breaking that sort of like barrier of everyone's just like, we're always looking to compare each other, thinking, I think a lot of people presume someone else has had the perfect lead up and we all go into a race nervous that someone else has put more hours in. But so I think it's like finding out the sort of nitty gritty behind it is makes it more sort of like exciting and accessible to think that we could possibly also achieve something extraordinary.
So briefly then, speaking of stupid ideas, we're currently recording this 12 days out from a stupid idea of mine, which...
it's a good, silly idea, but it's a... Yeah,
it's a worthy idea. And Sturka are going to be literally fueling me for a week for this challenge. And we've been spending a lot of time working out and refining and understanding and practicing what is going to be the best way to survive doing 7 Everests in 7 days. And the key word that I say there is survive, because it's going to be about survival at some point. I know that much. And, you know, I think before we started recording this and I guess relating to some of the discussions that we've just had about what people don't see is, Harvey and I were chatting before. I was pretty damn miserable.
Yeah. I was sipping on a vanilla Coke.
Just feeling absolutely shelled from my third consecutive nearly 4 hours of absolutely drilling myself while trying to juggle being a freelancer and doing freelance life with an outstanding list of client requests, which I now have to reply to this afternoon. And just trying to have a normal life. People seem to forget that there's a lot of external factors which can change stress. It's not just, you know, stress is not just caused by training, it's caused by your everyday life, which actually makes things a lot more stressful. But yes, Sturka are going to be fueling me for attempting to cycle 7 Everests in 7 days to fundraise for Movember. I've done quite a lot of fundraising for Movember, and they're a charity that's incredibly close to my heart for several reasons. And, you know, the big one for me is that there's some really scary statistics out there for involving mental health and especially men's mental health that, you know, I think it's the majority of suicide in the UK is men and young men as well, my age. And the latest statistic is 91 a week. That's really horrible to hear. You know, it's a horrible, horrible number to hear. And that's why I did 91 reps at Box Hill a couple of years ago. And to me, there's a real connection with the idea of descending down and then also being able to climb out. And you know, with mental health. And the reason for doing 7 Everests is that there's people who struggle don't just struggle at 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. they struggle at 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, 5 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. It can happen at any point in the week, any day of the week. And highlighting that by trying to attempt to do seven of them, to me, is quite poignant. And it's 12 days away. And I am slightly bricking it, mainly because I'm knackered.
Well, it's a great cause. It's a great challenge. And by the looks of it, you're in great shape for it, right? So
I hope so.
Good luck to that. We're here as a very small part of your support. It will be down to your own grit and determination, but you know, as the you know, there's a great driving force behind it and why you're doing it. And it's an unbelievable cause, to be fair. So I'm sure in a couple of days' time from when these podcasts go live, you'll be in the thick of it. Probably halfway through it by now. So yeah, I think you know, you're gonna go out there and have a great time. And it is a huge challenge, I won't lie.
Yes.
But yeah, we're here to support you as much as we physically can.
It's half of it's downhill though, so that's how I'm trying to think about it.
That's a great way to think about it.
Only 90k every day and 93k every day and then 93k downhill. It's fine. That's how you've got to think about it, isn't it?
What's the difference in time, total time per day coming down and total time going uphill per day? I can imagine there's quite a disparity there. But you're gonna be brilliant, mate. You really are.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. When this episode goes live, it will be out there in the wild to the public. And as you can probably hear by how I talk about it, I am apprehensive, but also kind of excited at the same time. And to be honest, I just kind of want to start. We're going to be sort of doing these Destination Next podcasts. The intention is to have one every month, you know, bringing you really exciting guests who maybe you have not heard of and have not quite experienced some of the amazing things that they've achieved. And I'm really excited to be able to share these stories with you, and also, you know, with the help of Sterka, to be able to really showcase the everyday athlete as well.
Definitely.
Unless you guys have anything else to add, I'm going to sign off there.
No, good luck for next week.
Yeah, well done, mate.
I can't wait to speak to you about it. And I'm probably going to try and sort of just come up and just watch you do it for a couple of hours. Maybe hand you a bottle or some sort of carbohydrate type product. But yeah.
Wave from afar while I'm ripping.
Oh, he's still at it. I mean, I'll come back in a couple of
minutes. He's only got a cup of tea and a blanket on.
Yeah. Right, he's only got another 10 hours to go. It's fine.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Yeah, I look forward to going down this journey and meeting all these amazing people. So, yeah, well said, guys.
Nice one. You know who made